mobile.
4RM. M4MMW. Jimmy, mobile.
MMW, I believe it was. Jimmy, this is Fred, K4RM mobile. Good morning, how are you?
Doing good. Out here amongst all this 8 o'clock traffic, hour 29, headed toward Gaffney.
I'm in it too. I'm headed into work on Highway 81, headed in towards downtown Greenville where my office is, over.
You're headed for the big traffic area.
Let's see, what is 18 minutes after 8? I've already got past the school traffic, so it'll just be the whatever's downtown.
The else has gotten in their seat, gotten out of your way, unless they're 9 o'clock traffic.
Now, that's true. Say you're headed to Gaffney, is that what I understood?
Got a company over here that's got a paint booth, and the heat's not coming on in the paint booth, so we're going to go over there and take a look. See what might be ailing the furnace.
Get out there a little bit. I'm kind of down in a hole. Something about a paint booth.
It's got a paint booth over here. The car place, and the heat's not coming on, so we're going to go over there and take a look, see what we can do with it.
Good deal. Well, I hope that goes quickly for you. Yes, see, I'm showing 28 degrees on my truck. I guess it maybe wasn't quite as cold last night as has been, but I think we're in for a cold stretch here weather-wise.
I got 34 degrees over here. East of Greer, so coming into big town Inman. So, yeah. And we got cold coming. I think it's going to be like 19 degrees in a couple of days.
I think I saw that on the forecast. As long as this doesn't have any falling stuff with it, I'm good.
I don't see anything for the next 10 days of our weather app. So, the other night they were saying, you know, next week there could be something toward the weekend, but I can't see that far out.
It's January, and it is wintertime, so I guess we'll just have to keep our eyes and ears open, see what comes down the pike.
I had a good snow in 3 years, so I'd like for it to be about 12 inches deep. Be here for about 3 days, melt off, and go away, and turn back spring.
Is this just snow? I'm with you on that, but throw in the ice and count me out.
You can stay away. It's not good. And no telling how many power lines are still weak.
And leaning trees from that storm, Helene, I guess, it's always a possibility. You get a little bit of ice on them, they can break and snap, and of course that creates havoc within itself.
Anything that was weak could come down. If any wind occurs with it, it could be catastrophic again. So usually when you have some ice, there's always a little bit of wind in there too. That's what makes it real bad for Duke Power and all those guys.
Wouldn't want to be a lineman and have to go out and work in that kind of condition, but that's what they do. That's what they're paid to do, and most of them are good at it.
In the Taylor's area, go up Edwards Mill Road, and it still looks like a war zone. They were blocked in for like 4 or 5 days on that area and couldn't get out. There were so many trees across Edwards Mill Road.
I do not doubt it. There were plenty of places like that. Well, Jimmy, I just pulled up at the office, so I'm going to bid you a good day. Appreciate you coming back to the call, and nice talking to you. We may have talked in the past. I just don't remember. But anyway, 73, my friend, drive safe, and talk to you later. This is K4RM. I'll be out on yours.
You have a great day, and Just stay busy, and I'm sure it's going to be warm. K4RM and 4MMW Mobile.